May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please be seated. Let me say again, it is such a joy, such a privilege to be with you today and to celebrate with you the completion of this remarkable work. I love the sense of the vision behind it, the quality of the design and of the execution, and the way in which this has brought so many people together to make this dream a reality. And I hope that today brings a deep, a proper sense of achievement, of pride in what has been done. It is what the children in the school would call a wow moment for this church, for this community. And how fitting it is that we dedicate these doors in Advent, a season that is full of hope and of promise, reflected in the lights that brighten our streets, our homes, our workplaces. Light shining into the darkness at the heart of our Advent message about God's promise to be with us, God's promise for the future. And it seems to me what's so striking about these doors is that they let light, of course, flow through them. These doors allow those of us who are gathered here to look out into the life of the community, into the wider world around us, and they allow those outside the building to look in, to glimpse what is inside. Some might say, therefore, that what you have done is brave. Moving from solid oak to transparent glass opens you up to public gaze and to scrutiny. In placing these doors here, you have said to the world, "Come and see." Sir Humphrey Appleby would call it courageous. It invites us to pause and to ask, what will they see? What will those who look through these doors see in us and in our life together? Well, it seems deeply significant that you have placed the word rejoice at the heart of these doors, on these doors, echoing St. Paul's call to rejoice in the Lord always. It's an encouragement, and it sets a high bar that those who look through these doors will see in us the light of Christ lived out, drawing those who are burdened into the fullness of life. These doors are to be invitations to come and to rejoice in a foretaste of the kingdom. We're asked, as we look out of these doors, as we invite others to look in, what is the good news that we proclaim? And that, of course, brings us to John the Baptist and to our readings for this second Sunday of Advent. John the Baptist, this strange figure clothed in camel's hair, living rough, who comes and proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." John the Baptist, who calls us to turn around, to live in a new way, the way of the kingdom. The task is urgent. Jesus says, "Even now the axe is lying at the root of the tree. We are to repent and to bear good fruit in our lives." How we live matters. How we live in community here matters. We will be judged on the fruit that we bear. We're called to live in the world with our eyes fixed on the kingdom. Our purpose, the reason that we gather in this church as in parishes and churches across the land, is to witness to the love of God, to work for the building of the kingdom, to share our faith and to invite others to know it for themselves, to live and to share life in all its fullness. Again, what better time than this to be dedicating these doors, to be reminding ourselves of these truths. In these coming days, these doors will bid welcome to so many, perhaps some who come but once a year, with an invitation to see the life that we have found in Christ and the life that Christ offers to them. We look out through these doors to a world in need, and we invite through these doors those in need to join us in the life we share, a life open to all. We will, in these coming days, have that opportunity to share with so many the richness of faith that comes from Him who does not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but humbles Himself and is born as a child in the stable. God in Christ, taking flesh, dwelling among us, sharing our joys and sorrows, and inviting us to have hope and a new way of living. Isaiah looks forward to the reign of a just king, the King of Kings, born in Bethlehem. So many today struggle to find their place in an uncertain world. We know that that can truly be found with God as the key, the root of Jesse, the source of meaning, of joy, and of peace in believing. We're to look forward to be builders of the kingdom. We are to be those who know that righteousness shall be the belt around our waist. We are to be agents of reconciliation and of peace. We are to live this vision of Isaiah. As people look through the doors, will they see a community where the wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Will they see a place in which they will not hurt or destroy? For the earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord, even as the waters cover the sea. This is what we are called to proclaim. This is the vision that God gives us, a vision made clear through these doors, through which so many will gaze, a vision which we have to share with those who we look out on through these doors, welcoming, engaged, going through, being with, inviting in, going out in service. My prayer for you this morning is that the light streaming through these doors may speak of the kingdom and of God's love, a reminder to rejoice in this gift of life that we have been given, to share it as God intends. That has been written on both entering and leaving the church. The word of Christ is good news to all, always and everywhere. So may the light of Christ shine in and through you and radiate from these doors of glass into the community and the world around us. Amen.